Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. William Paul Young has said that he writes primarily as a way to create unique gifts for his friends until his wife repeatedly urged him to write something for their 6 children in order to put down in one place his perspectives on God and on the inner healing Young had experienced as an adult. The resulting manuscript that later became The Shack was intended only for his 6 kids and for a handful of close friends. Now, The Shack is about to be released as a major motion picture. Welcome to the Not Old Better Show, author of The Shack, William Paul Young. The book, first published in 2007, is wonderful, and what an amazing story, you know, of just writing it for such a small, you know, almost just for your posterity. What was, and certainly what is your inspiration?
Inspiration is, I tell people, my wife.
Yeah, right. I understand.
Kim had been asking me for about 4 years, you know, someday, because she knew that I loved to write and she liked what I wrote. Someday as a gift for just our kids, would you just write something that puts in one place how you think, because you think outside the box. And so, you know, the year I turned 50, I finally felt healthy enough as a human being to do this for them. And wrote a story on the train to one of my 3 jobs and got it done for Christmas, made 15 copies, went back to work. You know, it did everything I ever wanted it to do.
So book to film, what is that like? And what were your expectations of this?
It's been a great kiss of grace for me, because, you know, going in, I had no expectations. I understand enough about movie making to know that it's highly collaborative, and you've got all these different visions and viewpoints, and you have got all these skill sets that come together, and then to watch it happen on the screen. Oh my gosh. And especially with the casting that they did, how beautiful is that? And it's so surreal to be there and like, I wrote this story for my kids for Christmas, and now this? Like, how cool is this?
And then book characters to filmic characters. What is that like for you?
That's stunning. And I've seen the film now a few times, 3 or 4 times. And the more I watch it, the more I see the subtleties of their skills and the craftsmanship that they bring. It's amazing to watch and embody something that was just an imagination.
What will audiences take away from the film, spiritually, I suppose?
You're not alone, that forgiveness matters, that your choices matter, that God will meet you anywhere you are, climbs into these broken places with us, and then begins to help us create something that is living. So I think it's incredibly, movie's emotional and inspirational, and it's and challenging too. It confronts us about some of our stuff, and I think that's helpful. So I think the movie is just generally incredibly helpful.
I understand that you actually prayed and blessed the film set on the very first day of shooting on production. What was that like, and what did Lionsgate even reach out to you and ask?
So, which was a big surprise, and I get a call from Lionsgate, and they said, you know, would you consider coming on to the first day's shoot up in British Columbia and praying a blessing over the entire cast and crew? I said, are you kidding? I would love to do that. And I did, and it was one of those really sweet, tender moments where you get to participate in something that you don't even begin to understand. And it was beautiful.
Personally, I am just amazed at the brilliance of Octavia Spencer in this role as God, Papa. And I've loved her previous roles. I take it you're the same.
She incarnates the very character within her own self. I mean, when I met her outside of the role, she was the same, you know? Wrapped me up in her embrace, and it was like we'd been friends forever. And that's exactly the kind of portrayal that I wanted, because I grew up with a very dysfunctional view of God, distant, white, grandfatherly, disappointed, watching from the infinite distance of a disapproving heart God. I like to say Gandalf with a bad attitude. And I don't believe that God actually exists. I think that portrayal of God is the one that atheists and agnostics are reluctant to even take any step of faith toward. And I agree with him. But Octavia and her portrayal, I think, is much more akin to what Jesus expresses about the heart of the Father.
My thanks to William Paul Young. I think you'll love this movie. I think it is a movie that speaks to us today. It's all about our abilities to overcome sadness, overcome our setbacks. And certainly in a world where religion seems to grow increasingly irrelevant, The Shack wrestles with this timeless question. Where is God in a world so filled with trouble and difficulty and unspeakable pain? I think the answers that we get from this movie are going to astound you. And who knows? Maybe they're going to transform you in some of the ways that the characters, the actors, have talked about already. I know you'll want to talk about this film, so reach back out to me. Thanks very much, everybody.